Good morning, folks. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and here's what's coming up this week in TAPS. We are down in Waco at the Waco Convention Center today for day one of the TAPS Speech and Debate State Championships. The Lincoln Douglas Debates competition is taking place all day today, with the first round beginning at 8 a.m. and finals scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. We are also holding persuasive speaking today beginning at 6 p.m. I'll have the link to the full schedule for you in the show notes. The championships continue tomorrow with the remaining speech events, including prose, original oratory, poetry, and solo and duet acting all day tomorrow. I'll have that schedule linked for you in the show notes as well. The finals for those events will take place on Wednesday. The TAPS Academics Championships are also taking place this week at the Waco Convention Center. Math, Science, and Spanish exams take place on Tuesday, with Literary Criticism, Social Studies, and Current Events exams taking place on Wednesday. Ready Writing and Spelling exams have already taken place online. The on-site exam grading will take place immediately after each exam. I'll have a link in the show description to the exam schedule. Be sure to check the TAPS website for results as we move through the championships. North and South Regional track meets take place this week, with 4, 5, and 6A taking place on Thursday, April 25th, and 1, 2, and 3A meets taking place on Friday, April 26th. The North Regional meets will be held at Maverick Stadium on the campus of the University of Texas in Arlington, with the exception of the 6A meet, which will take place at the Parish Episcopal School in Dallas. The South Regional meets take place at Matador Stadium at Seguin High School, with the exception of the 6A meet, which will take place at the St. Agnes Academy Athletic Complex in Houston. Follow at TAPS Track on Twitter for news and updates. The running events for 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5A regional meets will be broadcast on TAPS TV. The 2024 TAPS Track and Field State Championships take place at Midway ISD's Panther Stadium on the 3rd and 4th of May. Check the TAPS website for more details.
Your official tournament time is 7:36. We'll begin calling players up in 20 minutes.
Looking back at last week, the 2024 TAPS Tennis State Championships were held over 4 days at the Waco Regional Tennis Center in Waco, and here are your team results. In 1A girls tennis, the Covenant Preparatory School is your state champion, with Ambleside School of Fredericksburg your runner-up. Christian Heritage Classical School came in third place, with San Angelo's Cornerstone Christian in fourth place. In 1A boys tennis, the Briarwood School is your state champion, with Waterloo School in second place, Cornerstone Christian of San Angelo in third, and Uvalde Classical Academy in fourth place. In 2A girls tennis, All Saints Episcopal School of Lubbock is your state champion, with Kingdom Preparatory Academy your runner-up. Alcuin School came in third, and Our Lady of the Hills took the fourth place spot. In 2A boys tennis, Abilene Christian School is your state champion, with All Saints Episcopal School of Lubbock your runner-up. Alcuin School took the third place spot, and Dallas International School came up fourth. In 3A girls tennis, San Jacinto Christian Academy is your state champion, with Trinity School of Midland your runner-up. Cornerstone Christian Academy of McKinney came in third, and Lake Hill Prep took the fourth place spot. In 3A boys tennis, Live Oak Classical School is your state champion, with Faith Academy of Marble Falls your runner-up. San Jacinto Christian Academy came in third, with New Braunfels Christian Academy in fourth place. In 4A girls tennis, St. John Paul II Catholic School is your state champion, with Trinity Christian School of Lubbock your second place finisher. Geneva School of Burney took the third place spot, and Lake Country Christian School came in fourth. In 4A boys tennis, Incarnate Word Academy is your state champion, with the Brookhill School your runner-up. St. Thomas's Episcopal School of Houston came in third, and the Brookhill School is your fourth place finisher. In 5A girls tennis, the Emory Wiener School is your state champion, with TMI Episcopal in second place. Regent School of Austin took the third place spot, and Grapevine Faith Christian School came in fourth. In 5A boys tennis, TMI Episcopal is your state champion, with Regent School of Austin your runner-up. St. Joseph Academy is your third place team, and Tyler's Grace Community School came in fourth. In 6A girls tennis, Ursuline Academy of Dallas is your state champion, with St. Agnes Academy your runner-up. John Paul II High School of Plano came in third, and Concordia Lutheran High School of Dallas took the fourth place spot. And finally, in 6A boys tennis, the Village School of Houston is your state champion, with Antonian College Prep of San Antonio in second place, St. Thomas High School of Houston came in third, and Cathedral High School of El Paso took the fourth place spot. You can find full results on the TAPS website. I'll have a link for you in the show notes. Also, find graphics of all the winners in team and individual events on our tennis Twitter account. That's at @TAPS_tennis on Twitter. We had a photographer on site for day two of the 4-5 and 6A tournament and day one of the 1-2 and 3A tournament. You'll be able to download those photos for free once we get them up. That will be at taps.smugmug.com. Please keep in mind we have a lot of championship events stacked up in the past few weeks with more to come, so it's gonna take some time to get everything published. Also last week, the 1A and 2A TAPS State Golf Championships took place, and I've got those team results for you right now. In 1A Girls Golf, Prestonwood Christian Academy North of Prosper is your state champion, with Christ Academy of Wichita Falls in second place. Christian Heritage Classical School of Longview took the third place spot, with St. Mary's Catholic School, also of Longview, in fourth place. The first place girls player was Kaylee Royer of Baytown Christian Academy, with a total score of 144. In 1A Boys Golf, Covenant Academy of Cypress is your state champion, with Prestonwood Christian Academy North in second place. Longview's Christian Heritage Classical took the third place spot, with Holy Cross Academy of Amarillo in fourth place. The first place boys player was Stefan Crescenzo of Regents Academy with a total score of 147. In 2A Girls Golf, All Saints Episcopal School of Lubbock is your state champion, with St. Paul Catholic School of Shiner in second place. Christian Life Preparatory School of Fort Worth took the third place spot, with Heritage Christian Academy of Rockwall in fourth place. The first place girls golfer was Julia Leiniger of Christian Life Preparatory School with a total score of 157. In 2A Boys Golf, All Saints Episcopal School of Lubbock is your state champion, with Allen Academy of Bryan in second place. Providence Classical School of Spring is your third place team, and Sacred Heart Catholic School of Hallettsville took the fourth place spot. Joseph Wolf of Christian Life Preparatory School in Fort Worth is your boys top golfer with a total score of 139.
Good morning, and welcome to the TAPS Orchestra Competition. The next group.
One more set of results for you. We had our final music championship of the year last Saturday. The 2024 TAPS Orchestra State Championship took place on the campus of Brentwood Christian School in Austin, and here are your results. The Geneva School of Burney is your state champion. Regent School of Austin is your state runner-up. The Brookhill School of Bullard took the third place spot, and Grace Community School of Tyler came in fourth place. We've got photos of all state performances as well as audio recordings of each piece. Those recordings will be going up later today on our SoundCloud page. Directors, you will be receiving an email later with a direct link, but you can also check soundcloud.com/tapstalk later today, and you'll see a new album for orchestra. And yes, you will be able to download these files individually. We've also updated our previous albums for this year. You can download those as well. Sorry, we had a permission set incorrectly. You will be able to download those recordings. You'll be able to find event photos at taps.smugmug.com once they are ready. Special thanks to David Middlebrook, our audio engineer for the majority of our TAPS State Music Championships this year, and our sincere gratitude to the administration and staff of Brentwood Christian School for hosting our orchestra championship this year. Looking ahead, the 3A and 4A Golf Championships take place next Monday and Tuesday, April 29th and 30th. Find more information on the TAPS website or follow at TAPS_golf on Twitter for more. Nominations for the AEC close on April 30th. Nominations for our Fine Art End of the Year Awards close on Friday, May 3rd. And of course, the TAPS Track and Field State Championships take place on the 3rd and 4th of May. Our final two golf championships take place the week of May 6th, and the 2024 TAPS Baseball and Softball Final Four tournaments begin on May 10th. That's it for This Week in TAPS. This Week in TAPS is a production of the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. It is produced and hosted by me, John Skies, the Director of Media for TAPS. Brian Bunzelmeyer is our Executive Director. Robert Huckabee is our Associate Director and Director of Compliance. Steve Prudhomme is our Associate Director. Steve Wuhulin is our Athletic Director. Rhonda Smith is our Director of Fine Arts. Liz Cornett is our General Manager of Corporate Partnerships. Kelly Bay, Delaney Bunzelmeyer, Will Dixon, and Vicki Morgan help keep everything running smoothly in the TAPS office, from transfer paperwork to event logistics to live broadcasts. Thank you for listening. See you next week.